So listen to this pasuk. Bet you never heard a pasuk like this before. When the Levim are being designated for the special service, tell me which phrase appears 5 times in this pasuk. Find another place in the Torah where the same phrase, aside from like a preposition, appears. V'etzinas ha'levim nesunim le'aronim v'vanav. They're going to be delivered to Aaron as adjuncts. Mitoch b'nei Yisrael. La'avodas avodas b'nei Yisrael. Be'ol moed. L'chaperol b'nei Yisrael. V'lo yeh b'vnei Yisrael negef. V'geshes b'nei Yisrael akodesh. Yeah, we get the memo, right? 5 times the phrase b'nei Yisrael in one pasuk. It's an incredible pasuk. So let's talk a little bit about how the Sfas Emes and his grandfather and the Kedushas Levi, and how does Chassidus see this pasuk? Now, something very delicate is taking place, and the Sfas Emes is quoting his grandfather, the Chidush Nirim. He was orphaned at a young age. He was raised by his grandfather. Something very delicate is happening, raised and taught by his grandfather. The Levim are being separated and designated special service. That could create elitism, that could create hierarchy, that could create a special sect of people that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the rest of the people left behind, and they're also rams, and they're irrelevant. Now keep in mind that Chassidus is in part a socio-educational revolution, because it enters into a realm in the mid-18th century, early 18th century, in which that's exactly what people feel. That there is an elitism and a hierarchy. That if you learn in yeshiva and you know how to learn Torah, which is a dwindling number of people, then you're in and you're a rabbi, you're part of their establishment. But there are hordes and hordes of people who don't know how to learn that are being left out and don't have meaningful ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this whole situation of the Levim is exactly the social condition that Chassidus is trying to battle against. So therefore, the name B'nai Yisrael is stated 5 times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Chiddush Yerim says, I love Am Yisrael. And even though I'm selecting Levim, it doesn't mean that Am Yisrael is being left behind. How does this happen? Okay, it's all nice and good on paper. I love Am Yisrael. I'm going to say your name 5 times. Okay, now let's move on. And every day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim are serving Hashem and the Jews aren't. Or the regular non-Levim are outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So here is the key word, mitoch. I know you've learned the sugi of mitoch in Beitza, Nachlo Bishama in Hillel. But here the word mitoch b'nei Yisrael, la'avodas avodas b'nei Yisrael. This is the second theory of Chassidus. Chassidus is based on hisbatlus. Now hisbatlus is a very, very general concept, but the best way to explain it to you is that hisbatlus is the antithesis of individualism. Individualism, which is very popular in today's world, says maximize yourself. You have talent. Hashem gave you a brain. Hashem gave you emotions. Gave you dreams. Gave you kindness. Gave you virtue. Take all those values and develop them. We could say it if you're looking for a nice Hebrew phrase, Godless Adam. Man is great, and therefore develop yourself for the right reasons. Not just to make money, not to enjoy life, not for hedonism, but to serve something great, to accomplish something great. And sometimes that something great will be beyond yourself. You'll accomplish something great, the Jewish people, you'll deliver Torah, the state of Israel. You're not going to accomplish something great to pad your own ego, your own career, but you'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the talents. With all the talents. In Chassidus, the methodology is different. Not just the endpoint is the same. The endpoint is to serve something larger. The methodology is different. Annihilate yourself, suspend yourself to something larger. It's called hisbatlus. Rather than express yourself and develop yourself and assert yourself, be mevatel yourself. Now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very powerful. How do you expect to get close to Hashem? Your brain, your emotions, your learning, your tefillah. Come on, Hashem is infinite. Hashem is all around you. And the best way is to take away your ego, take away those divisions. Hashem is right here. The only thing separating me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my ego, my own self-interest. So if I say, you know, I just want to take that all away, take myself out of the equation, that's called vekus. I'll cling to Hashem, not because of my own accomplishments, because those are all human accomplishments that are flawed and incompatible with Hashem. I'll be mevatel myself. Another way to be mevatel yourself is to the klal, is to the larger seaboard. So look, I'm not interested in myself. I'm just going to associate myself with something larger. And this is something which is very, very deeply woven into Chassidus, and non-Chassidim don't understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Levim, make sure you realize that your strength comes from the Jewish people. Mitoch b'nei Yisrael. You're not being promoted as special agents. You're not being promoted as superstars. naming Am Yisrael five times in this section, and Levim are going to be designated. Every day you say Shira, you are mitoch b'nei Yisrael, be mevata yourself to the Klal. Okay, that's one piece. Another piece, and what's nice about the Sfas Emes, is that every year he wrote pieces and he updated them, so you can really read 40 years of his Divrei Torah year by year. So in a much later period, you have to read the Sfas Emes very, very, very slowly. There's a lot of deep chassidus. It's a sefer. You have to read every line and reread and try to understand what the words are, what they refer to in chassidus. A lot of people, when they quote Sfas Emes, who are such a good writer, they quote it like it's there. You know, the Rebbe told them a nice pshat. It's a very, very deep chassidic ideas. Why the number five? We talked about the mentioning of B'nai Yisrael many times in the Pasuk. We talked about the word Mitoch. Why five times? Well, five is a very, very iconic number for a Jew. Chamishachum Shei Torah, Hashem gives us five Torahs. Why does Hashem give us five Torahs? Because there are five elements in your mouth that are necessary to generate sound. The deep throat, you know, the larynx, we call it, the throat, the tongue, and the two lips. Without those five components, you can't speak. Lips, tongue, throat, and larynx, voice box. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, you are a voice. Because a voice is generated by five components, not really five limbs, but five structures, similarly, I'm going to give you five Sifrei Torah. What does it mean that Jews are a voice? Who are the Jews a voice for? Kol Yaakov, who are they a voice for? Well, he says, and this is what also makes Chassidus really interesting, even though it's a very, very parochial conversation, it takes place in Eastern Europe in the 18th and 19th century, early 20th century. No one's really thinking about Orla Goyim and universalism, but there's a lot of universal means of Chassidus. We are the voice of humanity. We are meant to be the voice. Now, what does it mean, the voice of humanity? Your voice takes ideas that are latent within you, deep in your subconscious, and articulates them. It's a process of taking something which is incoherent and nebulous and unformed and making it more concrete and precise. So you have an idea, it's deep in your heart, deep in your mind, deep in your system. When you voice it, you make it more concrete. So we are the voice of humanity. There are some basic urges, virtues that human beings have. We are humanists. We believe that humans are kind people, even when they act in ways that are hard for us to justify. Human beings are kind, they're gifted with Tzelem Elokim. We are the voice of humanity. We take ideas that humanity can't express, and we voice it for them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us five Torahs because there are five components necessary to create that voice. And we, the definition of a Jew is the voice to create, as he says, Lahotzi mikoach el hapoal, ideas that are latent. Who's our voice? If we are the voice, we are Kol Yaakov of humanity, who is the voice of the Jewish people? The Levim. How do we know the Levim are the voice of the Jewish people? Because what's their primary task? To say Shir every day, or say Shir, or to sing Shir every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So they are taking ideas that Jews may not be able to fully express, and expressing it for them. That's why Am Yisrael is mentioned five times in there. Hashem gives us five Sifrei Torah to remind us that we have to play that role of a voice. A sound is generated by five parts. Levim are told, you are the voice of Am Yisrael five times. B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael. So to summarize, it's a very unique pasuk. The phrase B'nai Yisrael appears five times in one pasuk. In a general sense, based on his grandfather, so I said, and the Kedusha Slavery is the Bardichev Erev, the Yitzchak of Bardichev. Yitzchak was one of the early Hasidic masters, late 18th century, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing his love for the Jewish people to avoid the elitism and the condescension that could develop when the Levim were chosen and the Jews are left on the outside, and the Jews are excluded. We see how dangerous exclusion is in the end of the Parsha, where 70 are chosen, two are not, because they don't feel incorporated or recognized, they start prophesizing in an unsolicited fashion, and it leads to another crisis, one of the many crises in Bar Losra. Okay, so five times they're mentioned. Mitoch b'nei Yisrael, that a Levi has to be misbatel to something larger. It's a very important methodology in Avodas Hashem, a very important tool. Sometimes in life you have to express yourself and gain and develop, and we are very good at that. Sometimes in life you have to be mevatel yourself. As you grow older, it's harder to be mevatel yourself than it is to express yourself, to develop yourself, to take your talent, your mind, your skills. When in life, I'm not going to answer that question for you, but there will be times in life you say, you know, now I just have to take away myself and put myself in the back seat and not express myself and not use any skill to develop. So the Levim are mitoch b'nei Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael is mentioned five times, because just like we are the voice of humanity, we take ideas of humanity, we express them more blatantly, so Hashem gives us five Torahs because it takes five elements to create a voice. Similarly, the Levim are our voice, so because they're our voice, there are five mentions of the Jewish people in this pasuk. Okay, good morning, everyone. Have a good day. Tomorrow, Rashi.